K1RD, K1JOP. K1RD, K1JOP.
JOP, KO4NUE. Good evening, sir. How are you? Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fine today. Do I have that correct? Kilo Oscar 4, Nancy United Echo. Is that the call sign?
You are 100% correct. I think, how are you enjoying the peppers?
Oh, God, it's the man himself. This isn't the real Chad, is it? Boy, my lucky day.
I've been meaning to call you, and this life happens. You know how that is. But I wanted to thank you for the gifts, and I'll talk with you about that offline. But really appreciative of them, and I hope the peppers are doing what you wanted them to do as far as the chili goes. Over.
Believe me, they've changed my cooking life when it comes to chilies. And some other dishes as well. Yeah, I can't thank you enough. And if you did enjoy the elixir, I'll be sure to include some in the next package I send up to Bob. No, you're very, very generous, and you led me to do a little bit of research on the world of peppers, and I uncovered a lot of things that I had no idea about. But anyway, Bob was singing your pepper praises, and everything he said turned out to be absolutely true. So thank you again.
Roger that, bud. Well, it's we try not to do too much for people down in Charleston, but every now and then we'd like try to help out. So anyway, it was nice talking to you, bud, and you can get in touch with Bob. Tell him I said hello to you. Matter of fact, I saw him yesterday. But I heard you on here. I'm traveling down the mountain here, and I figured I'd jump up there and say hello. And whatever you need from my way, give me a holler. We'll send it down your way. KOP, KO4NUE, 73, sir. Have a wonderful day. I'm clear.
Not sure what happened there, Chad, but apparently I wasn't getting through. KO4NUE, K1JOP will be clear. 73.
I thought he was gone.
Oh, that's all right, Tom. How are you today, bud?
Oh, I just been here snacking on little things. Bernice wanted to know when you was going back up around Chris's there, and she'd send a tray of stuff up with you. Right, Mom?
Right.
And we just haven't heard you and didn't want to bother you because it's that time of year.
Probably Monday or Tuesday, Tom. I'll be heading up that way. If that's enough lead time.
We got family coming in on tomorrow, very late, and staying a couple of days. And I don't know if we got time to run it up there to you where you could take it up to him Monday or Tuesday or not, but I'd love for the son-in-law to see your shop, but they may not have time either. I don't know what's on the schedule. You know how it is when your relatives get here.
I don't know about your house, but it's pretty much going to be what you say it is. So if y'all want to come up and visit, come on, and we'll make it happen.
Got some other stuff here, and we haven't been doing much. We just went out to Walmart this morning, and where else we go? Oh, the trash dump. Other than that, not much. We've had about 4 inches of rain. You still managing to stay afloat out there?
No issues as far as the water goes up to this point at home. Deer camp's another story, but that's all right. It is what it is. But anyway, listen, I've been meaning to call you. I got a question I need to ask you, and it's gonna sound like a stupid question, but I'm gonna go ahead and ask it anyway. I was wondering if you could help me answer a question about current, voltage and current. So let me let this drop, and I'm going to ask my question. So if I have a circuit that runs on 5 volts, what the current draw is, but I am building a step-down, circuit to step 12 volts down, and the battery says I've got 800 amps in it. Where is, I'm not understanding what's happening to all that current. Is the current dictated by the amount of draw from the circuit in use, or I don't know where all that current is going. Maybe I'm thinking wrong.
It's the amount of draw on it. Chad, the thinking of it in terms of water, the pressure's the voltage, the current is the gallons per minute. And that breaks it down. I got some things here, if you come by, that I've jury-rigged over the years that make it very easy to measure some of that stuff. In addition to, you already got a meter. You got a good digital meter, don't you, besides the Simpson?
I've got two good Flukes, and I know how to measure it. That's not my issue. It's just, for some reason, and I think I've got it mixed up in my mind, is if I need, say, 1 amp of current to run a circuit, but the battery is holding 800, for example, the circuit in use dictates the amount of draw. Is that correct?
Per hours. Man, that must be a whale of a battery, 800 amps. That's not cold cranking amps. You must be talking about deep cycle or something. Well, no, that wouldn't be deep cycle. They're not that big, I don't think.
I'm just going by what it says on the sticker. And there's 4 of them in series. So, like I said, I've got it in my mind somehow. I've got all this current sitting there that's available for use. And I'm just kind of concerned about hooking up my circuit to it if it's going to damage it. But if the circuit designed to be in use is only going to pull what it needs, and that statement is what it is, then I don't need to be worried about how much is sitting there, and look at it as that's what's available if needed. Is that right?
Sure. And I can talk to you about it when I see you and explain some things to you, because you probably wouldn't remember it now anyways, but you're going to take 12 volts off of that in parallel, I'm sure. You must be running on 48 volts DC. Are those calcium batteries or something?
Not exactly. I'll talk with you offline about that. They're came out of aircraft. And I just, like I said, I just want to be particular about, the amount of power that's sitting there. But I'll talk with you about it offline, I guess.
No engineer, but, you know, I can figure things like that. But, gosh, that's a lot of amper hours, Chad. And I remember having to do a lot of figuring on it when I took the Global Maritime Distress System test before I got my FCC commercial license, and it had a lot of that on there. But that's been about 40 years ago. And they tell you, oh, we got a passenger ship, and it's got X many passengers on that ship, and it's sitting 200 miles off the coast, and it's got a transmitter that puts out this many watts maximum, and here's the batteries, and they tell you what they were, and how long is that available to transmit at that wattage, and oh my, OMG. It was just kind of it wasn't a hard question. It was just a confusing question the way they put it. And different ships have different requirements on them for that Global Maritime Distress System. And, you know, it was more hands-on than the test for the commercial license in a way. And there was a possibility of 1,000 questions on it, 900 and something. And, you had to do quite a bit of calculations on it. But it was interesting, and it made you think. But, we can figure it out, no problem. We can measure it if necessary. And I got a big DC amp clamp if you ever need it. If you want to take, for example, a draw on a starter on your big truck or something. And you just clamp it around it, and it'll measure, oh, I forget how many hundred amps it can measure. And it's just like an ammeter amp clamp for AC, you know, the old standbys. And now they got digital ones. But this one's high current, and it's big. But you can just clamp it around your battery lead, and if you got a starter, well, I've seen car starters that would supposedly draw 145-50 amps, and if they were dragging, they'd draw 400 amps, Jan. And so that meter was really nice work because it could store the peak amperage and all of that stuff. But you're welcome to use it.
I don't need to get that high. I did blow my fuse the other day, and I mean it's a rookie mistake, and I've forgotten so much, but I pulled my leads out and put the meter in, you know, to measure amperage between the leads, and just crested over 10 amps while I was trying to test, and, you know, of course the meter went dead, so it took me a little bit to figure out, well, you know, dummy, it's clearly marked on the meter 10 amps max, so I figured that much out, but I don't need to measure that high. I just was concerned about I'm using some MOSFETs, and I don't want to just damage them because I got so much work in the circuit. I'm gonna have to talk with Tom and see what all this current's gonna do before I test any further.
Digital amp meter. Oh, shoot, Chad, I'd have to go downstairs. I don't know if it'll measure DC amps or not. It'll measure AC amps for sure. I'm thinking not, but then I got that bigger one. But it'll measure small amounts of amperage, too. But I'll tell you, here's the tip of the day. The quickest way to destroy an analog meter is to use it for measuring current. I had a nice one time that I really liked, and they hired this idiot down in the valve division, and they made me let him use my meter because he burned his up. And, of course, they bought him all new stuff, and it was like pulling teeth for me to get new equipment. And I wouldn't give it to him, and the superintendent come back and said I had to. It lasted less than a day, and he burned it up. And they finally listened to me. I'll never forget it. And his name was Clyde, and he'd kind of remind you of that orangutan in that old movie with Burt Reynolds. Clyde.
U.E. Right turn, Clyde. Right.
You got it.
Well, I'll, I got some things I need to take care of tomorrow. Close out. I'll be in touch with you. I've just been kind of ducked off the grid the last couple of days. Involved in this little circuit I'm building. I'm done pretty good with it. I'm just slow, you know, just really slow, because if I don't know what I need, then I have to go digging and try to figure out, okay, well, this simple little circuit has turned into a whole lot of solder joints. And so far, I'm comfortable with it, but there's a lot more I want to do with it.
Sure, with KL4NUE. Well, Chad, you know that Marlon P. Jones catalog I gave you? You should sign up for their emails. I don't know if you have or not. But I noticed in there lately, they got a multi-purpose panel mount meter. And it comes with a shunt. Now, I don't know if you ever used a shunt before or not. They're usually pretty good size. But what it is a ratio of milliamps to as to what the meter really draws, or millivolts, to the current going through the shunt. So the shunt's basically a very precision resistance. And it's got two studs sticking out of it, and you hook your meter up to that. And that meter will tell you all kinds of things. And it was cheap as dirt. I've been seeing that in the email. And just thinking about buying one. But I didn't really have a purpose for it. But boy, that'd be great for that. And you could monitor that current continuously on there. And I got one this morning, and I deleted it already. But sign up for their emails, and they come up with industrial stuff and things like that, and switches and all that, for incredible prices. I mean, you know, they buy lots of it.
Let me clarify right now. So you gave me the magazine, and I took it home and looked at it. So I ordered some stuff last week, $160 worth of stuff. So the War Department found out about it, and, you know, that's coming out of my Christmas. So I'm okay with that. But I got my first shipment in, and I got a new magazine with it, signed up for their email, and, got all the components I wanted. They were in good shape, and, you know, look really nice. But, you know, $160 worth of stuff from that place, that's a big old box, you know. But you know, I ordered some extra stuff I wanted and thought I might need, and nice to have stuff, you know, that kind of thing. But that's coming out of my pay.
Can't hide nothing from your wives, you know.
The War Department has spoken there, Chad. I got a new scope the other day, and it was noticed. But I tell her, when UPS comes, it's like Christmas, because when you get my age, you order something, and then by the time it comes in, you forgot what you ordered. So it's like Christmas every time.
Well, I got some nice 10-turn pots. And got a, you know, whole range of them from 1K all the way up to 100K. And they've got these nice little knobs that'll screw onto them that has a little counter and a lock on it. So I got some of those. I bought some voltage regulators, bridge rectifiers. It's endless. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff, but I had a controller out I ordered, messing with it last night, looking it over. So, you know, I take one or two things in the pack, and I'll look at it every night, look at it pretty close, and But I'm tickled with it. They, like I said, they sent me a new magazine, and I've already checked off, you know, 22 other things that I want, and I'm just trying to figure out how to get it without that coming out of my pay, but I don't think that's going to happen.
They send your OTR. Well, just ship it here, and we won't tell Anna, see? Now, if she's listening, I'm in trouble. Hey, I got a whole bunch of pots with long handles sticking out of them, maybe, oh, they're probably an inch and a half or so, that I used to use on, for example, speed controls on machine tools, and all kinds of various sizes, up to 500,000 ohms, and they're 2-watt pots. And I'll give them to you if you just remind me. Some of them are out in a tin barn. Well, no, I think I brought them all in to keep them in a good environment. There might be a few out there. But let me know, and if I ever want one, which it will probably be never, I know where they're at, and I'll just come get one. But I'll just give them to them. And 2 watts don't sound like much, but on a machine tool, it's a lot when you're controlling digital circuits and that. And you can use them for anything, though. These are Allen Bradley, too. They're good. So remind me of that. I got a bunch of 4000 series integrated circuits have no use for, which you probably don't either. I give those to you. I used to have a bunch of 7400s, but I don't now. But I used to have to replace those in circuit boards. But I'm too stupid anymore, Chad. I can't remember all of that stuff. But, I used to keep a lot of that around. But that's a good company. I told you it was. And they're good people. And they're reliable. But you look online at that email today and look at that meter, and it'll have a shunt beside it. And the shunt's a pretty good size, so you got to have a box, but it don't have to be right there with the meter. And then you just hook that meter up to, and you get all kinds of readings out of it of different parameters. I think that would be really good on what you're talking about.
Just pulled up in the yard now, so I'll go in there and check it out. But I think it might be time for me to go in there and just figure out how much money I do have for Christmas, and just go ahead and get it done. Just quit delaying it. I can't hide it, so might as well just own up to it. But Miss Bernice, hello to you, ma'am, and y'all have a wonderful day. But I'm up here in the yard, and Casey's in here wanting to know why. Let me get on, and 73's to y'all. I'll be in touch next couple of days. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Big yellow dog, a hug from me, and be careful that other one don't bite you. That just hits me. I just know that dog will bite me someday. The yellow one, no. That's a loving dog. All right, see you later, Chad. Say hi to wife. And Bernice, you got it right. I can't sneak nothing by her anymore. KO4NUE and 0TR 73.
NUE, K3JLY.
Nope. You're going to rat on me to Anna now in 0TR.
I just got in the car and I didn't hear what you said to rat on. I had to go from my follow-up with the dentist this morning, and then we just come from taking our little dog, our little house dog, for her yearly checkup and shot. And I just told Gary I feel like it's nap time, but I didn't hear it, so I can't rat on you.
Sitting around eating these goodies that Bernice is making, and I was about to fall asleep, and she gave me an emergency. Boy, those work real good. Especially at my age, being 47 years old and dyslexic like I am.
Now you won't shut up.
Chad was worried about ordering stuff from this catalog, this Marlin Pizza. He just got a big box come to the door. And I told him, I said, well, just ship it here and don't tell Anna. But I said, if she's listening, I'm in trouble, Joy.
Gary told me as soon as I got my license. I don't know, it might have been Ray Allison that told me this, is to be careful what you say because you never know who's listening.
Hey, even though it did come from Gary, or Ray, Ray was a great guy. We loved him, everybody did. But, that's a good company, and they got a lot of goodies that for electronics and electrical that I'm sure Chad can use up there, but you've been to the deer camp, I'm sure, and seen some of the stuff he's got there to, have electrical power and such things as that. I meant to ask him this morning. I gave him, he got caught in that house overnight one night by a bear. And so I told him I had some deer repellent to give him, and I don't know if he's got that up yet or not.
Okay, why do you want to repel the deer?
Oh, did I say deer? I meant bear. And I don't know if I should let this comment in there or not, because I'm thinking it might be Anna, but go ahead, comment.
K3JY, this is KO4RYP. I think that there might be some things you all need to share with me.
It was all good. Wasn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernice, you know the good Lord's got a place for liars, and it's hotter than it is here. us men got to stick together. Go ahead, Joy.
Give Bernice a partner in crime. Shame on you.
Hey, Anna, I didn't hear the comment. I didn't hear the conversation initially, but then Tom did tell me what they were saying. So if you don't know what's going on, just say so. I'll tell you what he told me.
Thank you, Joy. You have no idea. We got to stick together. We do. Tom, I'm not sure what to say, but it's all right. You got to stick by his side for sure. But, no, I'm teasing. He told me he's talking about spending money, and I'm not supposed to know. But what he doesn't recognize is that I'm the one that has a log into all the bank stuff, so I always know when he spends money. He just doesn't know that I know when he spends money. So all is well. I got to run to a meeting, y'all. I just had to hop in really quick and say that. So you guys have a great rest of your day. KO4RYP, I'm clear.
Well, there, Joy. Joy's a military wife, and she should know better than to compromise that information or just say my country does not allow me to say that. You know, we learned that. It's in the Geneva Convention, I'm sure. Or mine, anyways. All right, Anna. Good to hear you. I told Chad whenever I get a package, I've already forgotten what I ordered from Amazon, so it's like Christmas every day down here. Take care, Anna. Good to hear you. Go ahead, Joy. It's in the old to you.
I'm just saying, Tom, and I'm definitely not saying that it is military or Secret Service or what have you, but in the movies you hear them say, well, I could tell you, but if I do, I'll have to kill you.
Serial number and date of birth. That's it. And then they taught us in survival school to say, my country does not allow me to answer that just before they beat you up. But you still couldn't answer, Joy. That really stunk.
I must admit, sometimes there's things I don't want to tell Gary, although we don't have any secrets. And I'm like Anna. I'm the one that balances the checkbook and all that every month, so I know what's been going in and out. And, Tom, we have arrived home now, and this little dog is about to have a stroke to get out of the car. She got all nervous, and I didn't think she'd remember going to the vet last year and having that surgery, but she must have, because we pulled in the parking lot, and she fell apart. She started shaking like a leaf. But you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful afternoon. Good to talk to you, and we'll catch up to you another time. N0TR, this is K3JOY, and I'm clear.
Okay, nice to hear you, Joy. Been a while since I got to talk to you and tell Gary hi. And yes, our bird dog, she knew it the second you pulled into the veterinarian. And the other point is, Bernice handles all the money and the checkbook and that. I don't even know how to balance a checkbook. And she shows me, but I forget at times she shows me. And that's the way, I wouldn't have it any other way. She keeps me straight. 73 to you and Gary, and I'm going to be clear. This is N0TR.